This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And back again for another week of shows. Hey, everybody. Jason is on baby watch as we record this. No baby news.
Not yet, anyways.
Other than he's not here. Sam Platts rejoins.
It's a pleasure.
Well, Sam Kareem is back.
It's good to be back, looking at this strange white person sitting next to me.
Well, we're everywhere. Sorry.
That's actually the kindest thing I've ever heard him say.
It's kind of true. Coming up on the show today, I learned some disturbing news about Jim Beam that I have to share with you.
Is it going to ruin Jim Beam for me?
It might. It depends on how you feel about things. Mm-hmm. Also, I titled this next one, So Polish. You'll find out why.
Okay.
And someone was wearing a Trump mask, and they got punched in the face.
Yeah, that's expected, I think.
What's really weird is Trump himself not punched in the face yet.
Uh-huh.
But
it's easier to punch someone in a mask, I think.
It's true. As we're recording this, the debate, the final presidential debate, if you want to call it that, is tomorrow night.
The show.
Thanks. That's 1:27. Right off
so
the top.
So sorry.
That's all right.
Dookie bash, we'll call it.
It's going to be something at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, because
really?
Serious presidential politics needs to happen in Las Vegas. And the darling of the last debate, Ken Bone, who we'll talk about in just a minute, is going as a representative of Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yes. Okay.
So he'll be there, red sweater and all. It's all good stuff. But before we get into any of that, Kareem, how was your week, my friend?
Getting back into the flow of things at work was a little bit of a pain in the behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then my goddaughter, who is now a junior in high school, whose diapers I changed, went to homecoming, and I teared up a little bit because my baby's not a baby anymore.
Aww, they grow up quickly, don't they?
That's it. So she went to homecoming. I went to the gun range.
That's how very American of you.
And then I turned 45 on Sunday.
That's right. Happy birthday.
Hey, that's a lot of spankings.
It is.
Yeah.
We'll dish those out later.
It is. Did you get anything good? Cake?
Chocolate cake. I had chocolate cake for birthday on Monday. Okay. I mean, for breakfast on Monday. Didn't do much, actually, this year.
That's a good birthday, especially on an NFL Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it was good except for the Steelers guy.
Spanked.
Yeah.
Big Ben out with a knee injury.
Big Ben's the reason why they got spanked.
Well.
Yeah. So I actually was like, when he got hurt, I was like, yes, they'll put Landry in and he'll actually run the offense as opposed to trying to hit a big play on every game.
He's a greedy guy, huh?
He has a game like that every about fifth or sixth game. Uh-huh. He has a game where he just gets greedy.
Tries to steal the show.
Yeah.
Blows it for everyone.
Yeah. So
bummer.
Well, he's out this week, so you get
your
powerful backup quarterback.
Yes. But the thing is, he will play on schedule in the offense. And we have enough talent on the offense. If you play on schedule, the offense will run itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Sam, you were not here last week. You were at a concert.
Yes.
Enjoyed yourself.
Had a wonderful time with a bunch of other no longer young men pretending we were still young.
You know, we were talking about this before the show started. I don't know if I've ever told you this. I think I've told it on the show before. Back in my college days, me and my friend Mike Mahoney.
Mm-hmm. Good old Mahoney.
We would, and Mike had a thing that he would do, which is his drink of choice was peppermint schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
And he would chug a bottle of peppermint schnapps.
Nasty.
People did that then too.
God.
But he would chug a bottle of peppermint schnapps. Depending on what time it was, about this time I was in my Jack Daniels and Coke phase.
Oh yeah.
But I didn't like a glass. So I would have a bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand and a bottle of Coke
in
the other.
Shut up. That's gangster, dude. That's hella thug.
And chase back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to, this is when I was at St. Joseph's College in Maine, and we went to some sort of dance, college dance. Mm-hmm. I mean, how old do I
feel
now?
They had dances in the college?
Yeah, it was a Catholic school.
Okay.
So it was literally at the gym where the basketball team played.
Fantastic.
And I don't think there was a band there. There might have been a band. I don't remember.
DJ spinning the vinyl.
I don't think it was that. But I remember that we were headbanging. We were just like doing. I mean, like Beavis and Butthead.
School dance.
Like Beavis and Butthead before Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
We were headbanging.
That's fantastic.
Because that's what we did. And
Jack and Coke.
We both the next day, our necks were so sore.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, 19, 20 years old at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
still young.
Underage drinking away and hurt ourselves at a concert. headbanging in the gym. It was like 3 or 4 days. I'm like, I can't
it
turn
hurts,
my head.
Dude. Yeah, I was, what am I, 31 now.
Mm-hmm.
And headbanging. And yeah, like you said, the whole next couple of days, my neck was so stiff. It was hard to sleep. I was so uncomfortable. I'm like, dang.
You were useless at work.
Yes, absolutely. Piece of worthless garbage.
More useless than normal.
More even. I know it's unbelievable. But I actually had the coolest gender reveal party I ever went to on Sunday. We're like, what are these directions? We're going out deep into the Vaca Hills in Vacaville.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, away from civilization. We come to literal the end of the road. And there's like a barn. And just cars scattered across the side of this road. We're like, what is this?
It sounds like a murder scene.
Yeah, it was. This
Did you
was,
start to feel like I feel when I go to places like
yes!
that?
Yes! I can somewhat relate now, almost. I can almost relate. And so we get there, and the father comes out with, I thought it was an AR-15. It's whatever the AR-15 is that's bigger.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, hey, guys, we're going to go out in this field here, and you're going to know the gender of the child. This is sexy. So he gets down on the ground with this assault rifle and aims at this bright orange target leaning on a tree, and this huge explosion after he shoots, and this pink smoke fills the air. And that's how you knew it was a
that's
girl.
That's kind of how the baby was made.
I know, right? Yeah, it was
if you're shooting out smoke like that, you really need to hydrate.
Well, he's not shooting blanks, that's for sure.
That's true. This is the end of the road, Sam. Side voice to men.
Because I got to the end of the road. Hey, this one goes out to my sister, Jamie. I know she's going to appreciate it.
Yeah, congratulations on the baby girl. That's what Jason's having, too.
All
right, so we're going to keep the politics sort of limited and on the periphery, because I think everyone's pretty much made up their mind at this point, except mm-hmm. for Ken Bone, mm-hmm. and we'll get to him in a minute. there was a chorus of outraged conservatives this past week, including Matt Drudge, Rush Limbaugh, and Kurt Schilling, who needs to stuff his bloody sock down his own throat. They were upset at what they wrongly called evidence that a postal worker in Ohio had destroyed absentee ballots cast in a Republican's favor. And of course, Donald Trump's been out saying, it's all rigged, it's rigged, the election's rigged. This person, who, by the way, is not a postal worker in Ohio, it's somebody who lives in California and is just post nonsense tweets, tweeted, I love working at the post office in Columbus, Ohio, and ripping up absentee ballots that vote for Trump.
It's all a joke.
It is. He's a satirist.
Oh, my gosh.
He writes as @RandyGDub, describes himself only as a, quote, cool and chill guy of online living in California. Now, within minutes of posting his tweet, he was surprised and delighted that his joke was mistaken for a genuine confession by Trump supporters, eager to find any evidence that that rigged election claim is true. A lot of people were tweeting him, that's a federal crime. You're claiming it's legal, so you must be lying for attention or extremely stupid. To which he replied, no, it's legal. Somebody else said, destruction of postal property is a federal crime. How stupid are you? He replied with, source. And they said, 18 U.S. Code 1703, delay or destruction of mail or newspapers. Look it up. Destroying mail is a federal crime. He then replied, you just made that up. Nice try, though. But it wasn't just your average run-of-the-mill idiot who got pulled in by this. Scott Baio, who's a celebrity idiot.
No way. Chachi?
Chachi tweeted, "Hope you get fired. Cheating is the only way she'll win. At real Donald Trump. Hey, at John Kasich. Is this okay with you?"
Dang, dude.
So Scott Baio is tweeting the governor of Ohio, or former governor of
Charles
Ohio.
Charles is in charge. You better let him speak.
Is nonsense. He also tweeted, "I am a black man for Trump. That's right, libs, we do exist," while posting a Shutterstock picture that was watermarked of an African-American giving thumbs up.
This is the same guy who's trolling this whole thing.
Yes, he's trolling everybody.
That's amazing. Oh, he's my hero.
The Drudge Report posted it as an actual thing. A postal worker brags online about destroying ballots. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh was outraged. Now, Rush did cover himself a little bit, so he's not full in, but he was very, very upset anyway. You might get a hint of this.
There was an account on social media from a guy claiming to work for the Post Office, who is bragging about how he is destroying Trump absentee ballots. Let me ask you this. If a postal worker went on social media, I don't care where it was, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Reddit, you name it, and was bragging about destroying Hillary absentee ballots, do you think they'd be trying to hunt this guy down and put him in jail with the guy who made the video about that started Benghazi? They wouldn't be stopping. They'd find this guy, they'd hunt him down, they'd give him to Marilyn Mosby and say, "Have at him. Charge him here, charge him there. Put him in the back of a Baltimore police van and let's see what he looks like when he comes up." What?
I'm going to pause there for a second, Kareem.
Wow.
Because, wow.
Mm-hmm. Somebody should punch him in the...
Oh, but wait, he was just kidding.
Whatever it takes.
See, he threw in a little laugh there. Yeah, the joke of throwing someone in the back of a Baltimore police van to see what would happen.
He needs to be punched.
What a funny joke.
He's hilarious.
So good.
So someone who goes by the Twitter handle Mr. Goldilocks with two X's tweeted USPS and USPS Help, "We all want ballots delivered and counted." USPS Help replied, "The Postal Service has completed an initial investigation of this matter and believes it is a hoax." It's a hoax, you rubes. It's all a hoax.
I want to do something like this G-dub chill dude. This is fantastic. Like, we can sit in the room for 5 minutes and come up with some great ideas.
They believe anything.
Well, it just has to have a... here's what this guy does. He does satire. And what he does is he puts things out there that have a hint of what both the ultra-left and ultra-right are throwing out there as their talking points,
right,
waiting for them to take the bait and just go with it as
so
being
easy.
True. And this was a home run for him. So
hilarious.
Meanwhile, the hero of the last debate, Ken Bone, he's the same person on a Friday as he was on a Sunday. 34-year-old, politically ambiguous, white Midwesterner with a porny stash, suddenly a figure of widespread interest thanks to his mild, besweatered appearance during the political event. And I think we talked about this last week, and I said, wait for it, we're going to find out something about him. Mm. He did the Reddit Ask Me Anything, and he used his he used the same Reddit handle that he's been using all along. See, he's been on Reddit quite a bit. Before he became a meme, he was in the Not Safe for Work subreddits, including one called Prego Porn.
Mm.
He talked about his sex life after a vasectomy, which, you know, fine, whatever. He weighed in on the killing of Trayvon Martin, saying that George Zimmerman seemed to be a bad guy, but the killing was justified. To be fair, that's what the jury decided, too. So is it really that controversial? This was the one that caught a lot of guff from people. He particularly regretted joking about viewing stolen nude images of Jennifer Lawrence.
What? Why would you regret that?
Well, let me see if I can find exactly what he said. But he also referred to pregnant women as beautiful submarines.
Quite eloquent in his language.
Yeah. Ken Bone, Jennifer Lawrence. You know, what's really fun is I hope they meet.
Yeah. That would be so good. Just, again, I bet she'd be flattered.
Yeah, just sort of see what happens when they do meet. Let's see if we can find the. I should have had this ahead of time. I'm very sorry. I feel very.
We will make do, sir.
Feel very irresponsible for not having the exact quote. Oh, here it is. Got it. It said maybe she should have been more careful with her picks, but the bad guys are still the ones who sought them out and looked at them. By which I mean, guys like me. I saw her butthole. I liked it.
I think that's hilarious and honest.
Very honest, very honest. Yeah. But and some were worried that Ken Bone would be ruined, but no, Jimmy Kimmel still has him covering the debate.
Yeah.
Debate number three. He still won't admit to whether or not he's made up his mind.
Yeah, he didn't make a. There's nothing in there. Nothing to see.
Not really. I mean. Mm-hmm. It's some guy with opinions spouting them on Reddit.
Right.
The thing was, a lot of people sort of made him out to be this cute, cuddly teddy bear.
Right.
And he's a human being with thoughts and and proclivities, just like everybody else.
Proclivities.
His biggest crime was being too stupid to create a new Reddit handle for his Ask Me Anything.
Exactly. He could have been a little smarter with that.
Uh-huh.
I like that. I saw her butthole and I liked it.
Mm-hmm. That's it's honest.
Yeah.
What's not to like, really? Meanwhile, here I was perusing the internet and I found this headline about Jim Beam distillery workers walking
Uh-oh.
Off the job.
Here it is.
They're on strike over family values and heritage. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. What's going on with Jim Beam? Will there be a shortage of mediocre whiskey? And then I read on. The workers said the owners of Jim Beam, the Japanese-based Beam Suntory Incorporated... That's right, Jim Beam, American whiskey. The one Mila Kunis, who's not American, by the way, is making commercials for.
Yeah, very saucy.
Owned by the Japanese. Owned by the Japanese. I was shocked.
That's some news.
I was like, whoa. I literally had to sit down for a second, and I'm like, hang on.
I'm going to have to share this news with every single person I know who drinks now.
Did you know Jim Beam is owned by the Japanese?
That's the fun fact. You're going to impress your friends with that one.
Because Tennessee whiskey, you're like, yeah, Tennessee whiskey.
It's so American.
Owned by the Japanese. No, it's not American.
It's USA,
it's as American
it's
as
heritage.
It's as American as Budweiser, owned by the Belgians.
Exactly.
Anyway, so yeah, there's a whole thing. They're
owned by the Japanese.
Owned by the Japanese. The workers there are seeking a better work-life balance and a return to the family values and heritage upon which Jim Beam's brand is based. They all believe that hard work and have earned that they all work hard and they've earned and deserve a better life. Jim Beam, by the way, the top global brand of Kentucky bourbon whiskey.
Really?
Yes. Global sales of American whiskey have increased 26% since 2010. Beam Suntory purchased the brand back in 2014.
Oh, okay.
With the hope of boosting sales in Japan, where American whiskey is becoming
a
popular choice.
So it wasn't always Japanese.
No, it was not.
No, okay.
No, it's only a couple of years.
So
but now you know.
Hilarious.
So what is their issue again?
They feel like they're being overworked.
Like Amazon employees?
By the way, go ahead and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com because hard work will set you free. Wait, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Good plug.
Not true
plug.
In America.
It wasn't true there either, Kareem. look it up. Yeah, they're basically going back and forth on contract negotiations. So
okay.
We'll see. I mean, the more interesting part to me was the fact that a Japanese company owns Jim Beam now, which I was completely unaware of that.
Like, you think maybe this is racist, or maybe it's just everyone assumes sake. You think Japanese alcohol, you think sake. You don't think Jim Beam, Tennessee whiskey. I also have a friend who he's done some very obscure advertising, extra commercial like acting.
On the dark net?
On the dark net. Deep, dark
the
web.
Deep, dark net. Where Ken Bone lives.
No, there's actually, if you watch any sports channel, there's commercials for DraftKings.
Oh, yeah.
There's this one that's been overplayed over and over where they're like in a museum and whatever. And there's this kid with like a ponytail and glasses. That's my friend John Grout. And
okay.
He's a weirdo, and he does his acting.
He's your friend. That's a given.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a given. His agent landed him a gig as the like the label spokes, like the logo, basically.
Sure.
For a Japanese tequila.
Nice.
Called Jinro. J-I-N-R-O. And it's the funniest commercial. He showed me the commercial. He's dressed like a freaking Aladdin genie.
Nice.
But like shiny.
Because there's nothing more tequila-ish than a genie.
Than a genie. Yeah. A Japanese tequila with a white guy dressed as a shiny genie.
More importantly, does he get the tequila as well? And how is it?
No, I don't think he does.
Oh, see, that's if you're on the label, you should at least get a case of it.
He must have had some kind of perk.
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think.
His agent must suck.
Well, he got made in the label.
Yeah.
And this guy, so Polish. Police in Glasgow shared body camera footage of the search for a theft suspect that ended with him being found hiding inside of a dishwasher.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. They went
a little contortionist.
They went to arrest the 30-year-old man at his Copernicus Estates apartment on allegations of including stealing a car, a motorcycle, and a bicycle. Pretty much any form of transportation, he'll steal it, allegedly. Police said the man did not answer his door and was seen jumping from his second floor and apartment and entering the first floor apartment through a window. That's some James Bond stuff.
Straight up.
Body camera footage from the police search of the otherwise unoccupied residence shows an officer opening the dishwasher, revealing the hand of a man hiding inside of the appliance. The suspect was arrested and faces additional property damage charges as a result of breaking into the apartment. Let's see, is there any audio with this? Apparently not. No, there he is in the dishwasher. I was curious. Is there any audio? No audio. But there is some audio on this.
Get ready for some judging.
Maybe.
It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Ken Bone. Ken Bone. Sam?
He gets a cool from this cat.
Kareem?
I still think he's cool.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is. He owns it. He owns who he is and what he does. So, cool. Up next in Cool or Tool, Jim Beamson. Jim Beamson. Kareem?
Since my brother has worked for a couple of Japanese companies that have come to America, and they treat people, they don't care what color you are as long as you can do the job,
yeah.
I say he's cool.
That's what's up.
Sam?
I think that's the coolest fact I've heard in a long time. There's just something cool about it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
We live in a global economy. It's a global brand. It's fine. They're employing American workers.
Right.
It's not like they're outsourcing the Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like Donald Trump does. Was that an editorial comment? Anyway, and finally in Cooler Tool, dishwashers. Dishwashers, Sam.
This is a very heated topic. Actually, me and Nikki had a conversation recently.
Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend, Nikki, because I don't have a dishwasher. And I'm content with that because I'm very good at simply washing my dishes when I'm done using them.
Because you're a man.
Because I'm a man. And of all the things, you know, she's incredible. She loves to help clean. She loves to cook. She does this. But she will, when she cooks, she will dirty dishes that don't even need to be dirtied.
Mm-hmm.
And then she confesses to me that she hates washing dishes more than ironing or anything else in the whole wide world. And she's like, that's why I can't wait till you get yourself a dishwasher. And she's implying, you know, like, if and when we get married, there will be a dishwasher. Well,
And
it won't be her. I grew up with a penny-pinching dad, and I'm aware that dishwashers use a lot of hot water, which is gas bill, and electricity. Mm-hmm. And it's just for the sake of being effing lazy, you're gonna throw an extra like $35 down the drain every month because you're lazy. Okay. I think they're a tool.
Kareem.
Since you almost have to wash the dish before you put it in the dishwasher, it's definitely a tool.
Right?
Well, we don't do that here. We just throw them in and let the dishwasher do its magic.
You must have a high-powered dishwasher.
Yeah.
I have a high-powered lady and a high-powered dishwasher, my friend. Dishwashers are cool. My mom, speaking of penny pinching, would only run the dishwasher. We could only run it when we went to bed for the night. Because electricity's cheaper overnight.
It's cheaper overnight. Well, good for her.
And here's the rub. Leslie hates running the dishwasher at night.
It's soothing.
Well, no, she doesn't think so. She's like, there's weird sounds. There's weird sounds. I don't know what they are. I don't want to. I still do it. I still start it at night because it's just a habit.
It's a habit, right?
It's a complete and utter habit to just like, oh, it's the end of the day. I'm finished with all the dishes. They're in there. I run the dishwasher at night. I put them away in the morning. It's a habit. I like it. And, you know.
I love dishwashers at night.
I do wait until she is asleep, though.
Right. After she's passed into
the bed. You have to wait. Otherwise, she wouldn't go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the thing.
You're a good man, Nate.
I just don't want to deal with it. Like most men, I just don't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
You're good enough.
It's not worth a fight.
No.
Is what, excuse me, I am saying. Let me see. I have a Facebook notification. Nope, that is not Jason. Checking on Casey Baby Watch. All right, so we talked about this a little bit in the open. A Minnesota man wearing a Donald Trump mask was punched in the face earlier on one day as he walked on a Rochester street with a male friend wearing a Hillary Clinton mask.
That sounds like a good time. That's what that sounds like.
According to cops, the 23-year-old victim was attacked just after midnight by Gabriel Magic, who's 35.
Gabriel Magic, what a name.
M-A-J-A-K. Dang. Police say the masked duo was posing for photos with passersby on a downtown street when the man approached and threw a punch at the man in the Trump mask.
Wow.
The victim was not injured, though the blow broke his glasses. Magic was subsequently arrested, charged with assault, disorderly conduct, and property damage, booked into the county jail where he was awaiting arraignment on 3 misdemeanor counts. He does have a rap sheet, by the way, including multiple convictions for trespassing and disorderly conduct. He was arrested last year for making terroristic threats at an Army recruiting station.
Wow, what a little fire starter he is.
He warned recruits that, and I quote, future soldiers will have their heads cut off like chickens. So he's nice. In the plea deal that he comped on that to a reduced charge, he was sentenced to 49 days in jail, 60 hours of community service. He had a 1-year probation term and was barred from using alcohol and drugs. So, yeah.
Mr. Magic.
He has that angry Kanye West look about him.
He sounds like an angry Kanye West.
He has the exact same expression in his mugshot that Kanye West always has.
The resting female dog face. I don't know if I can say the B word on the show.
No, you know, slightly irritated at the world, like he's got, you know, like an edgy piece of sand stuck in his butthole.
Yeah.
That's the look. That's the same look this guy has. Edgy piece of sand in
Man,
his butthole.
Going to the beach, getting that sand up in there.
Yeah, I mean, it'll make you cranky. Cranky is all
and
get
now,
out.
The Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place.
It's time for small town news.
Dateline Prattsburg, New York. Not to be confused with
Plattsburg.
No, not Plattsburg. Prattsburg.
I'm insulted. Put my name back in that title.
Different place. Headline, post office deemed unsafe to reopen in Finger Lakes Town.
Because they were burning
but here's,
absentee ballots.
Here's the thing. So the headline seems out of date.
Okay.
Because a Finger Lakes Town is getting its post office back. The town of Prattsburg in Steuben County has issued a certificate of occupancy for the post office down on Main Street. The building was closed during the summer after being deemed unsafe by the local code office, and postal operations were moved 9 miles out of town.
Oh my God.
To Pulteney with a limited schedule. Now, the closure of the Prattsburg facility, coupled with the lack of public transportation options in the region, proved challenging and inconvenient for the largely elderly population and local businesses.
This is all a conspiracy so the old people can't vote for Trump.
At the post office?
At the post office, because that's where they send their absentee ballots.
Old people don't vote by absentee ballot, Sam.
I'm just making an observation here.
They show up and
you're
vote.
Supposed to run with it.
Concern had also mounted that the Main Street facility would not reopen. However, Democratic U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says the USPS will resume operations there by October 30th.
See, it's the Democrats.
So good news, Prattsburg. You're getting your post office back.
Of small in the towns.
Good job, in, Chuck.
In the Finger Lakes. That's the thing. No,
you get
into the Finger Lakes region.
It must be very wet in there.
It is. It is. It's also
your fingers
cold.
Fingers wet,
especially in the winter. It's cold. You know the deep piles of snow. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with living in these small towns because there's nothing to do and no jobs. Anybody who's not old leaves.
Right?
So all you have left there are old people.
The old fogies.
Who, by the way, are the only ones who actually still get mail. I mean, how much mail do you really get?
Yeah, it's all junk mail.
It mostly your bills are all
or
emailed.
Amazon purchases.
Yeah,
buy all your things at the NateDarlingShow.com Amazon tab.
Yeah, there you go. Well done, sir. So that's it. Congratulations on getting your post office back, Prattsburg.
Yay,
cheers.
I feel like I'm making fun of Japanese people when I say Prattsburg. because I mean that's the name of the town.
Yeah. It's just like Plattsburgh.
But with an R.
Right.
It's just the way it is. I don't know. I can't make any, you know, they're not all gems people. It's just small town news. And the bottom line is they're getting the post office back. So no news yet on baby Casey. I'm sure baby Casey will be out before the next show comes down on Friday.
Certainly.
They go, take it out if it ain't.
With a pry bar.
Well, maybe they'll put some bonbons out and lure out the baby. Come on, little baby. Come on out.
Some Doritos.
Come on.
There's a Doritos commercial.
It was. Totally.
Oh, that was one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That was a Super Bowl commercial.
I missed that one. That sounds disturbing. I like it.
So that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you, Kareem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Pleasure.
We're going to leave you with a little Green Day from the new album Revolution Radio. This is Too Dumb to Die on The Nate Darling Show. Enjoy your post office, jerks.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.